This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mizoram today and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees in Aizawl. The projects span key sectors such as railways, roadways, energy, sports and more. In line with his commitment to world-class infrastructure and last-mile connectivity, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Bairabi-Sairang new railway line, which has been constructed at a cost of over 8,000 crore rupees. The rail line, built in a challenging hilly area, has 45 tunnels constructed under complex geological conditions. Additionally, it also includes 55 major bridges and 88 minor bridges. Besides, in a major boost to road infrastructure, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone of multiple road projects. It includes Aizawl Bypass Road, Thenzawl Sialsukh Road and Khankwa Rongyura Road. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has stated that the inauguration of the new Bairabi-Sairang railway line will mark a milestone in the history of Mizoram. Mr. Vaishnav arrived in Aizawl yesterday to participate in a function where the Prime Minister will inaugurate the new railway line today. Soon after arriving at the Lone Lengpui Airport, the Union Railway Minister visited Sairang Railway Station about 20 kilometers from Aizawl. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnav said that the railway line is a part of fulfilling India's Act East policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Gyan Bharatam mission is set to become the voice of India's culture, literature and consciousness. Addressing the gathering at the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi yesterday said India has the world's largest collection of about 1 crore manuscripts. He further stated that throughout history, crores of manuscripts were destroyed, but the ones that remain show how devoted the ancestors were to knowledge, science and learning. The Prime Minister also launched the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and addressed the gathering on the occasion. Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki took oath as Prime Minister of the interim government in Nepal. Sushila Karki becomes the first woman Prime Minister of Nepal. Meanwhile, India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said New Delhi is hopeful that this will help in fostering peace and stability. The ministry further stated that as a close neighbour, a fellow democracy and a long-term development partner, India will continue to work closely with Nepal for the well-being and prosperity of the people of both the countries. Market regulator SEBI has reduced the maximum exit load on mutual fund withdrawals from 5% to 3%, a move aimed at easing cost for investors exiting within a year. SEBI also allowed higher commissions for distributors bringing in women investors and those from towns beyond the country's top 30 cities. SEBI has further permitted registered investment advisors to share past performance data and relaxed eligibility norms, allowing any graduate with NISM certification to register as an advisor. SEBI Chairman Tuhin Kant Pandey said the regulator will open regional offices in Chandigarh, Jaipur, Lucknow, Guwahati, Bhubaneswar, Vijayawada, Hyderabad and Bengaluru in the first phase, with half the staff familiar with local languages. India has voted in favour of a UN General Assembly resolution endorsing the New York Declaration on the peaceful settlement of the Palestine issue and the two-state solution. Introduced by France, the resolution was adopted with 142 nations voting in favour, 10 against and 12 abstaining. The resolution was titled Endorsement of the New York Declaration on the Peaceful Settlement of the Question of Palestine and the Implementation of the Two-State Solution. Leaders have also agreed to take collective action to end the Gaza war. And Indian Navy has commissioned INS Aravali at commissioning ceremony in Gurgaon in the presence of Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The Navy Chief yesterday said the new base would not only be a hub of technology but also of collaboration, which will link platforms and partners across the oceans. This is a step towards India's vision of mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.